This is ID the Future, a podcast of the Center for Science and Culture. I'm Robert Crowther at the CSC in Seattle. Intelligent designs in nature make engineers envious. We've reported numerous times about the vibrant field of biomimetics, the science of imitating nature. There are whole departments at universities dedicated to this. There are journals like Bioinspiration and Biomimetics, the Journal of Biomimetics, Biomaterials, and Tissue Engineering, and Frontiers in Bioengineering and Biotechnology, all of which regularly report on the subject. Entrepreneurs have started companies to build products mimicking nature. Biomimetics is indeed on a roll. Here are a few of scientists' latest attempts to copy nature's designs. They wouldn't try so hard if the designs weren't intelligent. Let's look at flight on the small scale. A news item from the University of Alabama shows Dr. Amy Lang studiously gazing at a monarch butterfly on the wing. She has reason to stay focused. She just got a $280,000 grant from the National Science Foundation to study the scales on butterfly wings to find ways to improve flight aerodynamics for MAVs, or micro area vehicles. Butterflies don't require the scales to fly, but Dr. Lang knows they help the insects fly better. She says, quote, "The butterfly scales are beautifully arranged on the wing, and how the scales are arranged is where the aerodynamic benefit comes in. This unique micro pattern reduces drag and likely increases thrust and lift during flapping and guided flight," end quote. When the scales are removed, the butterfly has to flap its wings 10% more just to maintain the same flight. If you've seen Alestra Media's video, Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, you may recall the striking electron micrographs of the tiny scales, each less than a tenth of a millimeter in width, all arranged like shingles on a roof. According to Dr. Lang, there's a reason. Quote, "The scales stick up slightly, trapping a ball of air under the scale and allowing air to flow smoothly over it," end quote. Her team wants to understand the physics behind this design before trying to model it on artificial flyers. The article assumes butterflies happened upon these evolutionary adaptations by blind, unguided processes. Quote, "The scales covering butterfly and moth wings represent about 190 million years of natural selection for insect flight efficiency," end quote. Metamorphosis refutes that notion. But what matters in the story is not evolution, but design. Here's a natural design that the NSF feels is worth $280,000 to try and imitate. Dr. Lang also works with shark scales in her bio-designed engineering lab. Well, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Robo-Raven. You met nano-hummingbirds in Alestra's film Flight, The Genius of Birds. Now here's Robo-Raven, a flying drone built at the University of Maryland, the first MAV using flapping flight. We've noted this briefly before at Evolution News and Views at evolutionnews.org. A video clip there shows how Robo-Raven 3 uses sunlight from solar panels built into its wings to charge batteries. Nature, as usual, does it better. The Robo-Raven 3 can only gather about 30 watts, an order of magnitude too low to stay aloft indefinitely, IEEE Spectrum says, pointing out that real ravens get, quote, "crazy high power density," end quote, from meat. On his blog, Professor S.K. Gupta of the UMass design team compares performance between the two, noting that his invention also mimics another natural technology, solar energy collection by plants. Gupta says, quote, "However, nature has a significant edge over engineered systems in other areas. For example, 1 gram of meat stores 20 times more energy than 1 gram of the current battery technology. So in terms of the energy density, we engineers have a lot of catching up to do. In nature, solar energy collection devices, in other words, trees, are not on board ravens. Hence, ravens ultimately utilize a large collection area to gather energy into a highly dense storage source, in other words, meat, giving them a much longer range and better endurance than Robo-Raven 3. End quote. Well, Gupta notes that direct solar energy conversion to mechanical energy would be about an order of magnitude more efficient than an animal's metabolic pathway. He says, quote, "We still need to make significant improvements in solar cell efficiency and battery energy density to replicate the endurance of real ravens in Robo Raven 3. Real ravens also use that metabolism to perform many functions besides flapping flight, including reproduction, navigation, and the operation of multiple senses. Living birds can also fly at night." So here's a few short takes. First, solar power. Quote, "Inspired by nature to maximize the efficiency of solar cells of the future, physicists are taking a leaf out of nature's book." End quote. That's from the Cavendish Laboratory, University of Cambridge. On robotics, quote, "Amber 2 robot walks with a human gait," end quote. Why is that good? Well, they go on to say, quote, "People are able to walk smoothly because of the seamless interaction between the muscles, bone, ligaments, etc. in the legs, ankles, and feet. Getting a robot to walk like us means not just building legs, ankles, or feet like ours. It means programming them all to work together in a way that is graceful when the robot walks. And that appears to be where the Amber 2 team is headed." End quote. From Physical.org, reporting on work at Texas A&M. Finally, in sonar. An engineer was watching a nature show and wondered why dolphins blew bubbles to trap fish when it would seemingly mess up their sonar signals. He found that the dolphins used two click frequencies that allow them to distinguish between the bubbles and fish. Quote, "This inspired the development of a cheap coin-sized radar gadget that can sense hidden electronics," end quote. Taken from New Scientist, reporting on work at University of Southampton. So, does Darwin talk add any value? Occasionally, news stories like these attribute the designs in question to natural selection. Such as, quote, "Through billions of years of evolution, life on Earth has found intricate solutions to many of the problems scientists are currently grappling with," end quote. That from the item from Cambridge. But then most of the story marvels at the intricate design that blind nature supposedly arrived at. Quote, "Biology has evolved phenomenally subtle systems to funnel light energy around and channel it to the right places. It has also become incredibly good at building tiny devices that work with high efficiency and at replicating them millions of times." End quote. Similarly, The New Scientist ends its biodesign story with, quote, "Evolution has once again sparked ideas for remarkable innovation," end quote. The Darwin language gets to be as annoying as those pop-up ads on the internet that have nothing to do with the story. The focus is on design, intricate solutions so good they occupy the best minds in the world's finest academic institutions. Designs so attractive they are worth six-figure government grants to imitate. You wouldn't want to insult bioengineers with the suggestion that they are mimicking blind, unguided processes in their work. No, from our uniform experience, a good design comes from a good mind. Reporting for the Center for Science and Culture, I'm Robert Crowther. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.